yourself blessed, how happy you must be, because you get a fresh start, your slate wiped clean. Now that's what forgiveness does. You get a fresh start, your slate's been wiped clean. And then he says, count yourself blessed. God holds nothing against you, and you're holding nothing back from him. When I kept it all inside, my bones turned to powder. My words became day-long groans. Did you ever know that you needed to give something to God and you just refused to do it and you just felt awful on the inside? Uh-huh. But when you give it to him, look what happens. The pressure never let up. And all the juices of my life dried up. You know, that's what bitterness and unforgiveness and just all that stuff you hold on the inside of you does. But then I let it all out. And I said, I'm going to make a clean breast of all my failures to God. And suddenly the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved and my sin disappeared. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I kind of saw a pressure cooker. Do you ever use a pressure cooker? And all that pressure's on the inside of it. And before you can open up that lid, you let that little thing get, you know, run cold water over it. And then when you open that, turn that little thing there, and all that pressure just comes out. I believe that's what happens when you finally turn everything over to the Lord. Amen. And you begin to worship him. Isn't that what it was talking about this morning? That's what our worship's all about. Let's stand up and praise him. Hallelujah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, all my strength.
All right, now. I will love you.
I will love you.
I will praise you.
I will praise you.
Hallelujah. Can't you remember? Or do you remember the first time that you told God you loved him? I wasn't raised to do that. I knew from the time I was a little girl that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But I did not know that I was supposed to look up to the Lord and say, I love you. And I remember how not bad it felt, but I remember it just kind of felt weird. You know, I prayed, but, you know, to say, I love you. And that's exactly what he wants to hear, that we love him. You know, come bless the Lord, you know, all ye servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Amen. And bless the Lord. Well, I want to know, are there any believers in the house tonight? Amen. You may have to stomp your foot. You know, the devil likes to distract you. When Pastor was sharing this morning about all the distractions this morning before service, I got to thinking, in the Amplified version, glory to God, like one of those, in the Amplified version of the Bible, when it's talking about the parable of the sower, he went out to sow, and one of the places that he sowed was on stony ground. And the problem was, there was no way for roots to set in, and it said distractions. Distractions is what stole that seed. World, you know, we get distracted. And sometimes we don't realize it until all of a sudden we've been here and we look here and we think, you know, when was the last time I experienced the power of God in my life? And you don't realize how dry you've become. You know, it's not like it happens overnight. But it's gradually and gradually, and then you wake up one day and you think, you know what? It's been a long time since I've experienced the presence of God in my life. There's something wrong. There's been some distractions. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get it all worked out. Amen. Well, I want you to know, Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Amen. Do you believe that tonight, church?
Amen.
All right. The monitors are too loud, okay? Thank you. All right. Okay. Is that better? Okay.
How I
Faithfulness. You know, the Word of God says, Psalmist David said, you know, I've been young and I've been old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed gone begging bread. And I thank God for that tonight. Hallelujah. That we can stand and say, you know, sometimes when you start at the beginning of the week, I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but you start at the beginning of the week and you wonder, whew, and what's it going to be like come Friday or Saturday? And you know what? It comes. Everything's there. And you know what? He's faithful. He didn't promise he'd always tell us how he was going to do it. But he said he would do it. Amen. Father God, I thank you for your faithfulness. As we give unto you, that you supply all of our needs. And you bring back and bless the people, Father God, to whatever their needs are. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And you know, we're gonna sing this morning, tonight. I'll get it right in a minute with all that echoing going on. Let's go to, just give me an elf. I've got a chorus here. All right. Hallelujah. Remember that. With my hands lifted up. I'm too low. And my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. All right, let's go up to we and Elf. Let's go to C. Let's go to F. That's it. There you go. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee. I will bless thee, O Lord. Thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, just bless him, church, with my hands. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving.
With the heart of thanksgiving.
I will bless thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord.
That's what David said.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Church, that's the Word of God. That's the promises of God. And when we get it in our, when we come into His presence and we get our thoughts and our minds on praising and on worshiping Him, then guess what? He said He would open up and every good thing would come our way. Amen. Because what? We've chosen to bless Him. Amen. And to worship Him. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you all, but the thing we're not going to do, if you've got things that you need to get rid of tonight, we're going to get rid of them because we're not going to pick them up and take them back home with us.
Amen.
Do I hear amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. I'm going to dismiss the children and the youth, and I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Jerry. And hallelujah. God is great. Hallelujah. Jesus' name.